Welcome to the Beard Group Corporate Restructuring Review for June 2012, brought to you by the editors of the Troubled Company Reporter and Troubled Company Prospector. In this month's Corporate Restructuring Review, we'll discuss five topics. First, last month's largest Chapter 11 filings and other statistics. Second, large Chapter 11 filings TCR editors anticipate in the near term. Third, a quick review of the major pending disputes in Chapter 11 cases that we monitor day by day. Fourth, reminders about debtors whose emergence from Chapter 11 has been delayed. And fifth, information you're unlikely to find elsewhere about new publicly traded securities being issued by Chapter 11 debtors. Part 1, June 2012 Mega Cases. Now let's review the largest Chapter 11 cases in June 2012. Danilo Munoz reports only one company with assets exceeding $100 million sought Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection in June 2012. This number is the lowest since 2010. However, there were two Chapter 15 filers that involved over $100 million in assets in June. The loan filer raises the total number of mega bankruptcy cases for the first 6 months of 2012 to 36. This is a slight increase from the 34 filings during the same period in 2011, but substantially fewer than the 57 mega filings during the first half of 2010. For the months of March to May this year, 20 companies with over $100 million in assets sought Chapter 11 protection, including 9 in May, 6 in April, and 5 in March. Five of the May filers had assets in excess of $1 billion. For the first half of the year, six bankrupt companies had in excess of $1 billion in assets. The lone Chapter 11 mega filer for June is North Star Aerospace, which sought creditor protection on June 14th with the Bankruptcy Court for the District of Delaware. North Star Aerospace has a deal to sell its business to affiliates of Windchurch Capital Ltd., which is subject to higher and better offers. Chicago, Illinois-based North Star Aerospace is an independent manufacturer of flight-critical gears and transmissions. With operating subsidiaries in the United States and Canada, North Star produces helicopter gears and transmissions, accessory gearbox assemblies, rotorcraft drive systems, and other machined and fabricated parts. It also provides maintenance, repair, and overhaul of components and transmissions. Its plants are located in Chicago, Phoenix, Arizona, and Milton and Windsor, Ontario. North Star employs over 700 people across its operations. As of March 31, 2012, North Star had assets of $165.1 million and total liabilities of $147.1 million. Roughly 60% of the assets and business are with the U.S. entities. North Star Aerospace USA Inc. and its Canadian parent intend to conduct an auction in Chicago, where private equity investor Windchurch Capital will open the bidding with a $70 million offer, pursuant to joint cross-border bidding procedures approved by courts in Canada and the U.S. U.S. Bankruptcy Judge Mary Walrath in Delaware authorized North Star Aerospace to conduct an auction on July 17th at 10 a.m. Meanwhile, Synrim International Inc. and its affiliates commenced proceedings under Chapter 15 in Delaware to bankruptcy court, ensuring that they are under protection from creditor actions in the U.S., and to assist with the global implementation of the sale. Synrim reached an agreement to sell substantially all of its assets and operations to Najafi Companies for $82.5 million. With headquarters in Toronto, Ontario, Canada, Synrim is one of the world's largest independent manufacturers, replicators, and distributors of DVDs and audio CDs. The balance sheet at the end of 2011 showed total assets of $452.7 million and liabilities of $527.8 million, including $148.8 million in accounts payable. Also, liquidators of Luxembourg-based SLS Capital SA filed a petition under Chapter 15 of the U.S. Bankruptcy Code with the Bankruptcy Court for the Southern District of New York to seek recognition of proceedings in Luxembourg as a, quote, foreign main proceeding. SLS was a financial services company whose primary business was the issuance of bonds to persons residing outside the United States. In the operation of its business, SLS had counterparties and advisors in the United States and had significant assets held in custodial asset and cash accounts in New York City. The assets held in the United States were the primary collateral for the bonds that SLS issued. Miter Jan Baden, the liquidator and foreign representative, estimated SLS Capital to have assets and debts of $100 million to $500 million. For June 2012, there was no prepackaged Chapter 11 filing. For the first 6 months of 2012, six of the 38 mega cases involved a prepackaged or pre-negotiated Chapter 11 filing, or about 16% of the mega cases. Three of those prepack cases were filed in May. For 2011, 13 of the 82 mega cases involved a prepackaged Chapter 11 plan as of the petition date, or about 16% of the large Chapter 11 filings. For fiscal year 2010, a total of 35 pre-pack pre-arranged cases were filed out of the 106 bankruptcy mega cases, or about one in every three filings in 2010. For the first 6 months of 2012, the manufacturing sector continues to lead the mega filings with 7, closely followed by real estate with 5. The finance, transportation, and information industries have 4 mega filings each. The bankruptcy court for the Southern District of New York so far has been the most favored venue for mega filers during the first half of 2012. About 15 mega cases have been in that district since January, decisively wresting the lead from the bankruptcy court for the District of Delaware with 9 mega filings. In 2011, the Delaware Bankruptcy Court was the venue for 38 mega cases, or 46%, followed by the Southern District of New York with 16 filings, or 19%. The Northern District of Texas had 4 filings, or 5%. The rest of the mega cases were spread evenly through the various bankruptcy courts. Lehman Brothers Holding Corp. remains the biggest corporate bust in history. Lehman, which filed in 2008, had $639 billion in total assets and $613 billion in total debts at the time of its filing. For 2011, the largest Chapter 11 filing was filed by MF Global Holdings Ltd. and its affiliates. As of September 30, 2011, MF Global had $41.05 billion in total assets and $39.68 billion in total liabilities. For the first 6 months of 2012, the largest filer so far is Residential Capital LLC, the unprofitable mortgage subsidiary of Ally Financial Inc. The company filed for bankruptcy protection on May 14th with the Bankruptcy Court for the Southern District of New York. ResCap disclosed $15.68 billion in total assets and $15.28 billion in liabilities as of March 31, 2012. ResCap is selling its mortgage origination and servicing businesses to NationStar Mortgage LLC, and its legacy portfolio, consisting mainly of mortgage loans and other residual financial assets, to Ally Financial. Together, the asset sales are expected to generate approximately $4 billion in proceeds. That concludes part one of the report. The report continues in part two.